It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A bleak outlook for Republicans in next month's congressional elections just got a little bleaker. That's according to a new poll. Morning Edition's bipartisan polling team, Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Glenn Bolger, surveyed likely voters in four dozen of the congressional districts considered truly up for grabs. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Most congressional districts are safe seats, and incumbents easily win re-election. But this year, a little over 10% of the House could change hands. Using the rankings of a group of outside handicappers, our polling team picked 48 of the most competitive races, 38 seats currently held by Republicans, 10 by Democrats. These are the races that will determine which party controls the House of Representatives after November. What they found was that likely voters in these districts chose the generic Democratic candidate by a margin of 11 points. Greenberg and Bolger surveyed the same districts back in July. Greenberg says back then, the Democratic advantage on this question was only 7 points. Now, he says,
it's deeper. The underlying trends are, you know, more Democratic. The issue environment stronger for the Democrats. And the level of engagement, disengagement, all favor the Democrats and have moved in a Democratic direction. So it's a poll that has an ominous landscape.
An ominous landscape for Republicans, agrees Glenn Bolger, who says our poll shows that the trends you see in other national surveys are reflected in the battleground districts where it matters most. Bolger thinks the only hope for Republicans is to go local in the face of a toxic national political environment.
Well, Republican strategy has to be and is to try and win each individual race. Everything has got to be localized. We have to, in our races, define the Democrats so that while voters are saying they want change, and that's what they're telling us pretty clearly in this survey, as well as every other survey that's out there, the Democrats have to be seen as too risky a change.
While Republican candidates have been trying to localize their races, President Bush has been trying to refocus the national debate on terrorism, the one issue where Republicans still retain a small advantage. But our survey suggests his efforts haven't worked. 23% say the war in Iraq is their most important issue. 15% cited terrorism and national security. Here's Stan Greenberg.
The president has, you know, has stepped into this, been, you know, very much in people's face, saying the Iraq war as the front line in the battle against terror, and that's what we want you to vote on because you can't trust the Democrats. Instead, what voters are focused on, more pessimism about the Iraq war, and therefore a higher percentage of people choosing Iraq as the voting issue, and a higher percentage of them saying they're going to vote Democratic.
In the last midterm election, Democrats seemed to have the issues on their side, but they were trumped by Republicans' ability to target and turn out voters. This year, says Glenn Bolger, the GOP's task is harder.
What Republicans have behind them is a proven program on turnout. What Democrats have that they did not have in 2002, for instance, is enthusiasm.
Republicans will be counting on turning out voters like Tom Good, a retired truck driver from the 1st District of Iowa. He'll be voting Republican because he worries about what Democrats might do if they win.
They're going to do the same thing they did the last time when they're in the majority. Spend a lot of money. And they knock the military down to zero. That's the worst thing. I'm a big military man. I want a strong protection, strong Army, strong Navy, strong Air Force.
But in our survey, it's Democratic-based voters who say they are more interested and enthusiastic about voting than Republican-based voters. And then there are independent voters, like John Hart of Colorado's 7th District, who are siding with the Democrats by large margins.
In the past, I've tended to vote for the individual. But this time, I think it's really important that Congress be in the hands of the Democrats to prevent Bush from continuing with his policies in Iraq and his domestic policies.
In the face of sentiments like that, Bolger says Republicans have to spend the rest of the campaign using their financial advantage and their proven ability to get Republican voters to the polls.
It's going to be a challenge for Republicans in these next 3 weeks to do two things. One is chip away at the Democratic advantage among independent voters, and secondly, make sure that Republican voters are charged up and want to go out and vote. The last thing that they want to do is vote for a Democratic candidate. We have to just make sure that they are excited and go out and vote against Nancy Pelosi as Speaker.
And the Democrats, says Greenberg, can't assume they have this election in the bag.
Democrats need to not let up. The trends have brought them to this position 3 weeks before, where they have a strong advantage. They need to reinforce all of those patterns. Bush, Iraq, economy.
And that's exactly what the candidates will be doing for the next 21 days. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
If you want to look at complete poll results, take a look at npr.org.